Sunday morning, February 22nd, 2010, in Oroville. Hear the news, interviews, and announcements. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Nadine and Yahalom. And a look at the weather. Clear skies forecast for the next few days as the temperature slowly rises. 24 to 31 degrees with southeasterly winds 14 to 18 kilometers per hour. Now hear an excerpt of the young children chanting prior to the Tibetan dance performance of students from Dharamsala and Chennai last Saturday night at Bharat Nevas. Recently, the following article was revealed, probably one of the first interviews with architect Roger Anger, who was appointed by the mother, about the city of Oroville. It's a look at the original dream. In it, Anger expresses his vision of the residential sector. Huge parking areas await us, since no cars run within Oroville. We first come to a zone of non-fenced gardens and of private single-story houses. It's a rather flat area with widely diversified foliage where houses are integrated with the terrain by both color and building materials. Earth-colored reddish tarmac lanes contribute to this cohesion. They meander up to the main ways. And as one goes deeper into this huge garden, where pools scatter sunlight, one sees slightly higher houses, mostly two-storied, giving a striking impression of variety. No house is similar to another. Though their shapes are very audacious, they all retain a look of simplicity and tranquility. They open widely on very private patios, and as we move forward, building materials and colors begin to shift according to a strange gradation, like a subtle rainbow weaving its own bridge of light and colors through the town. Strolling along covered passages, we discover handicraft makers and artists holding continual exhibitions. We play hide-and-seek with light and shadows, with activity and tranquility, stopping at last at the edge of a sculptured open space. And at the foot of this regal balcony, on the inner side of the ring, stretches the Garden of Unity, encircling a shining lake whose running waters supply Oroville's canals, waterfalls, fountains, and fields. And from this lake rises a symbol of all manifestation, the intersection of all intersections, an unattainable white and golden island burning like a high flame. And this is the center of Oroville. For us, the whole town and all its details are an expression of unity within diversity, the key not only to a happy architecture, but to happy individuals, to a happy society, and finally, to a happy planet. And from Sri Aurobindo's letters on yoga, he says, the psychic self-control that is desirable in the midst of discussion would mean, among other things, not to allow the impulse of speech to assert itself too much or say anything without reflection, but to speak always with a conscious control and only what is necessary and helpful. And to avoid all debate, dispute, or animated discussion and simply say what has to be said and leave it at that. There should also be no insistence that you are right and the other wrong, but what is said should only be thrown in as a contribution to the consideration of the truth of the matter. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, you may contact orovilleradio.org. And thank you for listening.